So I wrestled with this gospel a bit. The question was, why God is allowing the good and the bad live, grow together? And the bad and the good is growing and the bad is growing. In other words, it seems like the God is allowing the evil to thrive. Why don't he just vanish all the evil things in the world and let only good things be in the world? So weed is growing along with the good seed. The wheat and the weed growing hand in hand, so to say. In some sense, the world we live reminds us of that. There's so much amount of evil things, so many good things also happen. What would be the reasoning of God to let the good and the evil grow together? Who has climbed to heaven and know the mind of God? Only the scripture. The scripture can be very, very sacred mystery. There is a story that the bishop told on my ordination day at the ordination mass. The story goes like this. There was a young deacon. He was just appointed to a parish. He was so fervent and zealous deacon, and he came into the parish. And one day he saw this guy sitting in the the church and drinking a bottle of Guinness and eating something. And then the young deacon, so zealous about the church and the decorum of church, he just ran into this person and said, "You can't drink at the church. This is a church. You are supposed to be praying. You can't drink and eat." He did not say anything. He was just sitting there and muttering and mumbling. So the deacon went to the parish priest and said, "Father, there is this guy in the church. He thinks that it's a pub or a bar. He just eats and drinks at the church." The parish priest said, "Ah, that guy. It's David. Don't worry about him. You know his story? He came from Ireland to UK. He had a good job, beautiful family. But one day, in an accident, he lost his memory. Complete memory, and he couldn't even recognize himself. Blank mind. No memory at all. The family threw him out. He ended up in the street. And he comes to the church and he sits there. That is his home. And ever since, the deacon would look at him in a different way. Deacon felt sorry about himself being so judgmental about this person, not knowing the story. He always wanted to talk to David, but he couldn't, because David seems to be always in the chapel, kneeling on a pew, drinking. Otherwise, if he's not eating or drinking, he will be praying, and always mumbling and muttering. No clear sentences, no clear word. The deacon couldn't figure out, what is he doing? What is he praying? Finally, the deacon finished his diaconate. He was supposed to go back to the seminary to finish studies and become a priest. Before he went to the seminary, he went to David and said to David, "David, I'm going back to the seminary. And can you tell something to me? Because you haven't even spoken to me yet." And in this muttering and mumbling time of David, David said one clear sentence that this guy heard. The deacon asked, "Do you have a message for a future priest?" And David said, "The sympathy of God." And the bishop told me, "Bonnie, you have to be the sympathy of God." The weed and the wheat grow together. A human heart, a human mind, a praying heart will look at this gospel and think, "This is outrageous." But then the Spirit moves in our heart and takes us to the heart of God, the sympathy of God. both the wheat and the weed grow together. Interesting thing in the story, the gospel is this. Who is in control of this, in this gospel? The sower went to sow. He sowed the seeds, and the enemy came and sowed the weed. And the servants comes. Master, the enemy did this to us. The master says, don't worry. I'm in control. It is true for us. We get worried. This whole world is going crazy. We are only the few Catholics. We are only a few charismatics. We are praying. The storm is not coming. Heaven is not opening up. Sinners are not converting. Churches are not full. Young people still on the street, in the pub. What is happening to you, God? Mind you, the story, the parable tells us, God is in control. He is in control. He says, let the wheat and the weed grow together. When we say he is in control, it simply means the sympathy of God cannot, we cannot comprehend the sympathy of God. We cannot comprehend the generosity of God because our mind, our judgment are limited. Our own sinfulness, our own weakness, our own jealousy, our own pride determines our judgments. But God, how can we comprehend the sympathy of God and the generosity of God? He let the weed and the wheat grow together. What should we work out from this story? Then comes the next parable. The parable of the yeast. A tiny bit of yeast ferment the whole dough. It expands and it becomes big. And there's another parable comes out. The mustard seed. The tiny mustard seed grow and becomes a big tree and the birds of the world comes and rest in it. People of the world come under its shadow and they get relaxed. Simply means when God allows his sympathy and generosity that far, what happens is that the good, he allows the good and the good and the bad. Why? Because a tiny little mustard seed can grow and become a tree. And let the whole world can be underneath it. A little bit of yeast make the whole flower big and expand. Which means a one person who believes in God, who lives his faith in such a way, in such a spirit-filled way, he is enough to give the world light. One candle is enough to light up a whole room. A tiny mustard seed, it is enough. If it decays and then it sprouts forth and becomes a tree. He allows us to be good because our faithful life, our commitment to Jesus, our generosity to the faith and the way of life is enough to give the whole world light. The more bright we are, the more bright this world will become. It is human free will to accept the will of God or not. That was the difficulty of the Matthean community. The community of Matthew struggled because they couldn't work out. Jesus said, go and preach to the world, everyone will be baptized. But they started to preach. They see some are rejecting the message. So Matthew is saying to them, even if you preach, there will be people accepting your message and rejecting your message. It's not for you to judge. But at the end, God will judge them. So that is the gist of this, the real content of this parable. Matthew is telling his community that you preach. Don't worry about them because they're still bad or they're still good. It's God, it's for God to judge. My dear friend, the sympathy of God we cannot understand. It is more than we can imagine or know. The patience of God, it we cannot comprehend. He still keep looking. He is looking for the good to evangelize. A tiny group of disciples made this whole world, brought Christianity into the whole world. A tiny 12 disciples. A tiny mustard seed is enough. A tiny bit of yeast is enough. He is still working. He is still patient God. He works on people. The patience of God, the sympathy of God, the generosity of God never fails. That is what we read in Revelations. I keep knocking at the door. If you open it up, I will come and dine with you. He will keep knocking, the patience of God. It is true that we can sometimes get depressed because we see in ourselves this bad and good. That sometimes we think, I'm going to church. Then things go wrong. We commit sin, we say, I'm not going to church this week. We get upset because problems coming into our life. Nothing happens at the marriage. That's it, I'm not going to church. Then we meet a friend and talk to them, they say about good things about church. We see the peace in that person. I said, oh, what happened to your peace? Oh, I'm not going to church. Oh, I should go back to church. We are not patient with us, but God is patient with us. The grace works a bit slowly, but it does work as long as we are patient with God. We cannot comprehend the sympathy of God. We can be judgmental to others. We can be judgmental to us. Seeing we live in a broken world, where I see contrast in myself, in contrast in the world, there is good and the bad. What is happening? But at the end, we should remember God is in control. The work he has begun, he will finish. And our duty, our response will be to respond to the sympathy of God. Sympathy of God is on this altar, who comes in the form of bread. The more we receive it, the more we become the patience of God. The more we become the sympathy of God. In ourselves, we will have the generosity to respond patiently to people. We will have the generosity to become that tiny bit of mustard seed, the tiny bit of yeast that give light to the world, that give shadows to. Let us leave everything to the sympathy of God. He is the controller. He controls, and in his goodwill, he makes everything perfect. Let him guide our heart and our mind. And let us receive him.